For the Purpose, Critique, Review, Education, Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast. We're back again. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
Jersey Mike, your junior host. And what are we doing today?
We are getting into part two of Weezer, the videos.
You know what's weird about Weezer? I was watching with a friend's wife the other night, the old 80s rock blocks at like 4 in the morning. Like you said, I asked you.
Like MTV.
Yeah.
That's
the classic rocks, but Weezer has been around a lot more than you realize.
They have. And here's what's thing. I'm putting this together, I realized, let's just say at a point in time in an alternate universe, let's say MTV never added these stupid game shows. They did a shorter, smaller versions of their little, you know, Yo MTV raps, or maybe the Headbangers Ball.
Oh, I forgot about that. And your hair bands, your 80s hair bands.
Yeah, some of those are good.
Remember, they used to battle back and forth.
Yeah. Oh. I would see where, if that kept going, some of these videos that they've done in the way they're actually presented on YouTube, lyric videos, cartoon anime, that would still kept going, and MTV would actually still have a foothold in what it is today.
But...
They don't.
Like now, like everything else, things just stream off. They went into VH1, VH1.
Yeah, they killed themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
They just killed themselves.
Well, they had their run, too, with the MTV DJs in the 80s.
They could have had a longer run. You know, I'm just partial because that's what we grew up with, you know?
Yeah, it's just times are changing.
So let's get to our first one, first video. And this is, again, this is just a picture with music, okay? It's not like a like California...
Not the guy doing the
Beach Angels. This is a actual official remix of Africa.
Oh wow!
Okay, when they did Africa, this is Africa RAC Mix, which stands for the Remix Artist Collective. They are the real deal. I think it's a group of DJs or one guy that actually will remix tracks for bands. They have a Facebook page, and Weezer put this up on their YouTube channel, so
Pretty
it's official.
Cool.
So here is Africa, the RAC mix.
Some time to do the thing.
Doesn't that deserve to be on the radio? Seriously.
Yeah. But you know, it's like we just talk about something different. You know, you're young, you get older, like the music.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets young, and it replays like on MTV and stuff. It's just like life. It replays itself. Unless you take a drastic leap of faith, pretty much everything is the same. Weezer went out and did it. Now he's giving us this great podcast we can do and everything.
Yeah.
And he's re-hitting Toto now. They're going to tour. It's kind of like that. Kind of like
it's right there, like I say it in the description on the podcast. Go buy their stuff.
Yeah.
Weezer.com. Next one. All right, so they did Take On Me.
Yes.
During their shows, Rudris Kuomo is coming out on the stage and basically doing just a standalone acoustic performance. And so here he is from July 21st, 2018 in Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Doing an acoustic of...
It's on the waterfront.
Is it? Doing an acoustic version of Take On Me.
Is it cool if I play one more before I head back to the old rock stage? This is our little intimate moment. And please send me videos of me on my Snapchat. Thank you. This is from the 80s, but one of my favorite bands, A-ha. It's called... coming for your love, okay?
That was before. He was doing this because Rivers Cuomo will go out and do a solo show or with Weezer, and they'll test the waters ahead of time. So that was before they did the release and the actual recording of Take On Me for their solo album.
That's pretty sweet, man. Pretty sweet. Camden.
Camden, New Jersey, from July 21st, 2018. So I got to throw in this honorable mention video because the primary ones that we've done last week and this week are the ones that are things that have happened within the 6 to 12 months ago. Got to throw in 2002's Keep Fishing featuring The Muppets.
Oh, wow.
This one is so... I mean, this is like, you know, they just did the Mr. Rogers take on the, you know, I'm High as a Kite. Or let's just go. Okay, here we are. Fuzzy Bear and Kermit and the whole gang.
Okay, amplifier's plugged in. No big explosions.
Yep. Everything's all set for the next number, Kermit.
Terrific, Fozzie. Yep. That's great. Oh, hey, speaker. Ryan, River, Scott. You guys ready? You're up next.
Well, actually, we have a big problem.
Well, wait a second. Where's Pat?
We can't find him.
What?
Well, yep.
Drummers. Oh, well, don't worry, guys. We know what to do in situations like this.
What's that?
Pat!
Come in. Relax. Everything is taken care of again.
It is?
Oh, this is so cool. I've never been part of an act that an audience actually wanted to see. Come on, let's go!
Okay, well, I guess Pat will show up, guys. Fozzie, hold down the fort.
Yes, sir. Admit it, Patrick. You cannot resist moi.
No, not right at the moment. I cannot.
I'm just going to slip into something a little more comfortable. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, I hope, Weezer! Yeah!
MTV got hold of that. There is no way they would have showed the whole thing from the beginning to end. They would have cut off the ending, just would have had the little performance part. That is such I could use the word icon, but that is such culture right there.
Yep. That's like growing up as a nerd.
Yeah.
That's...
I mean, if you hate the Muppet, we did one podcast about Electric Mayhem, the Muppet Band. Maybe we should do another one of those coming up
soon. Muppets are fun, man.
Muppets are fun. All right, our next video. This is live from Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Even though Dick Clark's not with us, they still put his name on it because it's his brand. This is when they did Can't Knock the Hustle. And if you don't know the date, it was New Year's Eve. Well, nothing I can't help you there. Here it is live. Rockin' New Year's Eve. Now, I was talking about how that song sounded a little bit like Lady Gaga's Poker Face. And before that, Keep Fishing, it started out. You mentioned it sounded like Eddie Rabbit's A Love a Rainy Night.
Yeah, so I'm just curious, do they grab a little nip here or there?
I think so, but you know, as it said, you only got seven notes. You can only rearrange them so many
different
ways. Like
Sergeant Schultz says, I know nothing, I see nothing, I hear nothing.
Exactly, I don't know nothing. So let's get into the fifth one now. So back in 2016, Rivers Cuomo wrote She Makes Me Laugh for the Monkees' new album at the time, Good Times.
Wow.
I got curious. I go, there's got to be a connection there somewhere that I'm not coming across.
It.
I found it. In 2010, They put out a another Shrek soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
You gotta say that. Shrek soundtrack.
Shrek soundtrack.
It was called
Shrek soundtrack.
It was called Shrek Beyond. More music, more artists doing more songs. Okay, so if you remember that Smash Mouth did "I'm a Believer."
Yes,
they had Eddie Murphy did a version of "I'm a Believer." Well, guess what? Weezer did a version of "I'm a Believer." Here we are. That, yes.
Like you said, a garage band, iconic. You know what that reminds
it's
you of?
It's got a little garage thrash going on there.
Do you
there.
Remember the old trash cans?
Yes.
Okay, what were they? Made of metal,
made
right?
Of metal, aluminum.
And they just
galvanized.
Turned around, yes, and they just stayed with you, and boom, they got the plastic ones. You got the big hefty ones stuff. This is what I like, the old school garage band when you had to
yes.
throw out a brown paper fucking bag. Right there, that's what it reminds you of. Old school, you lift your garage up and throw it out.
And you didn't have these squared down sized tube containers because
exactly.
It's just... Because waste management is money, you know?
Oh, listen. You just want it to go bang. And then they picked them up, some of the weird things. And they
yeah.
used symbols out of them. What happened
and
to
you,
the simplicity?
And you knew the garbage men were there because you heard the garbage cans getting
yes.
tossed as they threw
yes.
the empty ones back up
man.
Towards your house.
Yeah, it's good old garage band music. I love it.
All right, let's get to our last one. Final video that we're talking about for all the Weezer videos, it's Rivers Cuomo. I found this one. This is pretty cool. If you go on YouTube, you can find him doing a lot of acoustics and shows and cover versions. I found a lot of them on YouTube, but I just picked this one out. This is from San Francisco, May 9th, 2018. He's doing an acoustic of the REO Speedwagon song, Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh, that's cool.
You guys sound so good. I doubt any other band has an audience that could harmonize as well as you guys. Song from when I was 12 years old. I don't know if this one has survived to be still known by people of your generation. I don't know what generation you are. But you probably weren't 12 when this came out. Anyway, it's a really beautiful song.
door. Baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Playing, I said, you know, it feels like, you know, I'm thinking back to 1985, 33 years ago, that song. If you're, say, like, if I made a comparison to Doc and Marty, so Doc comes back to, you know, I gotta warn you, you gotta go to the future. In 33 years, you're gonna be listening to this song on a podcast. Doc, what's a podcast? Marty would be saying,
maybe, you know? Can't go back to the future. I saw the future.
Yes. Anyway, I don't usually listen to preview too much on the things. And then he jumps in and says about the middle school dance.
Yeah, couldn't get better than that, man. Wow.
All right, so please go Weezer.com. They sell merchandise. They sell limited edition stuff. Buy their music. Download it. It's played on Spotify. Whatever vehicle you use, support these guys because this is what makes them put out more and new music.
And go on tour and let us enjoy ourselves.
That is it. So until the next podcast, that's it.